Chapter 17. Meleager and Atalanta. Meleager the Argonaut had a lucky start to life. When he was only 7 days old, the three fates appeared to his mother, Queen Althea of Calydon, and she saw that they were busy with the baby boy's life thread. One of the fates was responsible for creating the life thread, and another used a long stick to measure it. The last fate had a large pair of scissors to cut the thread, and with her scissors held high, she said to her sisters,
"When that piece of wood on the fire has burned, I shall cut the thread and end the life of Meleager."
But as soon as Althea heard this, she jumped up, grabbed the wood and pulled it out of the fire.
"Now my son will live forever," she cried as she locked the piece of wood in a secret box.
But the three strange sisters simply smiled at her with bright eyes full of secrets and then suddenly disappeared. Meleager grew into a strong and brave prince and joined Jason and the other Argonauts on their journey to find the Golden Fleece. When Meleager returned to Calydon, he found a wild boar destroying the land and killing his people. So he called for many men, including some of the Argonauts, and two of his uncles to come and help him. He also called for the huntress Atalanta, because he had fallen in love with her when they were together on the Argo. But many of the men who were hunting the boar were unhappy about this because they did not want to hunt with a girl. As they walked side by side looking for the boar, Meleager looked at his beautiful friend and said,
"The man who can call himself your husband will be very happy."
"I do not wish to marry," Atalanta replied softly. "Let's only think about the boar now."
Suddenly, they heard a fierce scream and out of the bushes rushed the boar. Echion and Jason threw their weapons at it, but they flew over the boar's back and it continued to run at them angrily. Then Telamon, with his sword held high, rushed at the boar, but his foot hit a stone and he fell to the ground. Quickly, Atalanta took out her bow and fired an arrow at the boar's head, hitting it just below the ear.
"See," Meleager boasted happily, "the princess has taught us men how to hunt boars."
But these words greatly angered Ancaeus, and he ran at the boar, shouting fiercely,
"Watch, I'll show you how a man kills a boar."
And he hit the wild creature hard with his weapon. But the boar was strong, and the next moment there was a loud howl, and then Ancaeus was on his back, dead. Next, Peleus and Theseus threw their weapons at the angry boar, but it was Meleager, with a perfect aim, who finally killed the great creature. After taking off the boar's skin, he presented it, with the head, to Atalanta and said,
"Lady, take this and share my prize. You were the first person to hit the boar, so the reward should be yours."
But at these words, Meleager's uncles could not contain their anger. They grabbed the boar skin and tore it from Atalanta's hands, shouting,
"You may have control of our nephew, but your beauty has no power over us."
This made Meleager furious, and with eyes of fire, he took out his sword and killed his uncles. The hunting group then went off sadly and returned to the city carrying the dead bodies and the head and skin of the Calydonian boar. When Queen Althea saw that her brothers were dead, she was filled with sadness. But when she heard that her son had killed them, her sorrow turned to anger. Without thinking, she ran to her secret box, took out the piece of wood from Meleager's birth, and threw it onto the fire. As it burned, Meleaga fell to the ground, crying out that he had a great fire inside him, and the next moment he was dead. The people of Caledon mourned the death of Meleaga and the boar hunt that ended in such sorrow. But one good thing which came of the hunt was that Heracles fell in love with Meleaga's sister, Princess Deianira, whom he married and lived with at Caledon. After the death of Meleaga, Princess Atalanta returned to live with her father in Tegea, not far from Caledon. She still refused to marry, which upset King Iasus, and one day he said to his daughter sadly,
"But I have no son to rule after me. Choose a husband, and you can rule here together, and your children after you."
"I will do as you command, as a good daughter should," Atalanta replied, "but only if you agree to one thing. Allow me to race against every prince that comes here to win my heart. Only the prince who can run faster than me will be my husband, and the others will give up their lives."
Iasus did not like this idea at all, but he was forced to agree and sent messengers across Greece telling everyone of his daughter's plan. Several confident princes, who thought that they could run faster than any girl, came to try their luck. But Atalanta could run very fast, and each one lost his head at the end of the race. Soon the princes stopped coming, and Atalanta was happy because she was still determined never to marry. However, one day her cousin, Prince Melanion, asked Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, to help him. He had fallen in love with Atalanta, but knew that he could never beat her in a race, so he needed help to win her heart. Aphrodite was already angry with Atalanta for refusing love and marriage, so she happily agreed to help Melanion. She lent him the 3 golden apples that Heracles had taken from the Garden of Hesperides and told him to present himself in Tegea to race the Princess Atalanta. This is what Melanion did, and soon the race began. At first, Atalanta let Melanion get close behind her because she knew that she was a much faster runner than he was, and as he saw her shadow getting bigger before him, Melanion dropped a golden apple and it rolled in front of Atalanta. When she saw the beautiful object hit the ground, she stopped and quickly picked it up before running to catch up with Melanion. But as she got close to him, Melanion dropped the 2nd golden apple, and Atalanta could not control her desire and again stopped to pick it up. Then she raced after Melanion and caught up with him easily. But now a 3rd apple rolled out in front of her, and she saw its golden beauty and again stopped to quickly pick it up.
"I can still catch him," she thought as she started running again. But as she was racing up behind him, Melanion ran past the finish line and won the race.
So Melanion won the heart of Atalanta, and together they happily ruled over Tegea for many years and had a small son to be king after them. Heracles and Deianira were happy too, but one day they were forced to leave Caledon and so made their way to Trachis, where they were warmly welcomed by King Ceyx. Here they stayed for some time, happy and safe, but for Heracles there was never any real peace or rest, and this was the way he liked it, because very soon he went off on a new and dangerous adventure.